Saunders 107.8 Tone FM presents the World Tour of Taunton.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Craig and Jason out and about for the World Tour Taunton, supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre, calling to the Market House for more ideas on what to do in and around our county town.
Yes, now I am with the MP for Taunton Dean, Rebecca Powell. Hi, how are you doing?
Hello, no, I'm having a great time, thanks.
Yeah, so I love the footfall down here. Obviously, really buzzing, lots of information on offer. Why is it important to put something like this on in Taunton Dean?
Well, if we're just going to get the statistics out of the way, we've got an ageing population in Somerset, and obviously Taunton Dean's part of that. Within 2 decades, we're going to have a huge number more people over 75, and the point is that the fitter and healthier you can stay as you age, as we all age, because it's going to happen to all of us, then the better, not just for you the individual, but also for all of our services, because we won't be going to the hospital so quickly and not the care home so quickly and all of that. So this is all about advice to help you through those days, ideas for hobbies and activities and all sorts of things like that. Also, there is quite a lot of health advice here so that you can help yourself a bit more and who to go to for what. And also places to go and things to do. Yep. So it's generally all about life, really, basically, from about age 55 upwards. And I think it's going really well. There's loads of people popping in.
Yep.
Really buzzy. Everyone's chatting
yep.
to each other, aren't they?
Yeah, it's absolutely brilliant. Now, last year, you
I did some singing as well just now. Did you hear that?
No, I didn't hear that.
I sang with the River Tones.
Were you a member of a group or anything like that historically?
Well, I always used to get my guitar out, and I used to do quite a lot of performing in my young day, but sadly I don't have very much time for it now. There is a House of Commons choir, but I don't even get to that very often, so it's so lovely to have a bit of singing. And actually, that's another point, they've got a stand here. What a great thing to do to sing with other people. So they're signing up people to join their members. Have you met these guys here? It's called Slams. It's Somerset Lovells and Moors Sheds.
We have had a brief, and we are very, very keen to talk to them because we think that the work that they do is absolutely
this
amazing.
This is run by volunteers, but it's for men only, and we don't mind about that. And this is a sad fact that quite often you find a lot of men as they're getting older who are very lonely and they don't go out and chat. They're not quite so good at gossiping and sharing all their woes as women are over a coffee. So these chaps started up this activity for people to go along and get together, men who have, you know, something's happened to them, like they're being bereaved or lost their job or just plain lonely, and they start doing things together and making wonderful woodwork things. So you must go and talk to them.
Yeah, we certainly will. So how many traders do you have here compared to last year?
Well, it's gone up, actually. I'm sure we've got a good over 40 different types of organisations and bodies, which I think is quite phenomenal, especially as it's Bank Holiday weekend. We weren't sure how it would go on Bank Holiday weekend, but I think the sensible people are here and not sitting on the motorway trying to go somewhere.
Yeah,
they've come to
say
a free event, you know, and they can meet people. Actually, I'll tell you, one of the other really, really useful things here is that quite a lot of the organisations, like the Archie Project and like the British Legion and, well, all of them, are picking up people who have got a bit of time on their hands who can then volunteer themselves to help some of these organisations. And so many people, you know, as they get older, they've got so much to offer of value, and they're of great benefit to the community. So how wonderful if they can sign up and come along and help, or do driving to the hospital, or help with the volunteering for so many of these different organisations.
I also think it's a prime opportunity for these groups and organisations to also interlink with each other, and if necessary help signpost people to other services as and when they identify somebody may need something else.
Well, so that's such a good point you raise, and I'm glad you have raised it, because that's one of the things we discovered after the event last year, was that the organisations themselves said how valuable it was, because they discover what they each do and how they might overlap or they might help each other. So that's turned out to be really, really, and they're saying it again this year, so I am so pleased.
Brilliant, yeah. Brilliant. And next year, are you going to do the same again?
Well, I'll see how it goes, but probably be a regular event on the calendar, I should think. Yeah,
no, that's brilliant. Yeah, you're very welcome. It's a pleasure coming down here, because it's also very insightful for us as well.
Yeah, definitely. As community radio, we like getting involved in events, so it's great coming down and seeing these other organisations as well.
Perfect.
Yeah. Brilliant. Thank you very much for your time.
Pleasure.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Jason and Craig at Rebecca Powell's Older Generation Fair here at the Cricket Ground. Craig.
Yeah, and of course, the World Tour of Taunton is supported by Taunton Visitor Centre. Follow them online, search Visit Taunton on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. So we are here at the County Ground in the Atkinson Pavilion.
Yeah, well done.
Thank you. And we have come to the Archie Project, the Reminiscence Learning Stand, because it's very well known in Taunton. The profile for Reminiscence Learning has significantly stepped up a gear. And with me is Fiona. Hi, Fiona.
Hi there. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, it's really nice to meet you too. So tell us a little bit about Reminiscence Learning. What is it all about?
Okay, Reminiscence Learning is a charity. We're a local charity. We're based in Wellington. We do three main things. We do training for healthcare professionals, carers and volunteers. We also do community projects. So we do things like music and memories, reminiscence, fitness and fun. We've got a new memory cafe that we've just opened recently, which runs on a Thursday morning. And slightly different from perhaps other memory cafes in that it's not very prescriptive. It's very much come along. So you're going to an ordinary cafe, you don't have to have dementia, you just come along, there's be memorabilia, artifacts around that you can maybe trigger your memory, sit and have a nice cup of tea, nice cup of coffee, we've got some lovely sandwiches, nice cakes, and some proper bone china.
So how much has happened in the last 12 months with Reminiscence Learning? Quite a lot, I imagine.
Massively. I mean, we have just, as you said, we have, our profile has really sort of stepped up. I think it... If I'm honest, I think perhaps part of it is because we've just been out there a little bit more. We obviously had our Guinness World Record attempt for the greatest number of scarecrows for the Archie's record-breaking birthday party, which was huge. And lots of people actually said to me afterwards, wow, did you really do that? Because we're small, we're a small charity. But we do have loads and loads of volunteers and friends that come along and are there for us when we need them. So we did the Guinness World Record attempt. Then last year we thought, or this year should I say, what do we think we were going to do for Dementia Awareness Week? So we did a giant jigsaw. 3 metres by 2.5 metres, as you do, you know, with Archie on there, with dementia awareness messages. And the idea really of it was just to sell out some 100 pieces to businesses, get their support, but as well as raise a little bit of funds for us. And then, of course, we did the flower show.
I was going to say, the garden got...
We got a silver medal. We'd never done it before. We really wanted to be part of the flower show, but we really couldn't afford to just buy a stand. And somebody said to me, if you actually go as a designer garden, you'll get your free stand as well. And we thought, oh, that's okay. And you've got the chance of winning some money, which we did. So we did our dementia-friendly garden, Archie's Garden, which is actually, obviously Archie is the project that we take to the primary schools. We link the schools and primary schools and the care homes together. With an intergenerational dementia awareness project. And the ultimate aim really is to reduce the fear and stigma that goes with dementia. So we're teaching the children, the young children from 7 to 9 years old, all about dementia. They then visit the care homes and they link in with the older generation. And if you want, they make some really amazing friendships and relationships.
We've seen recently a documentary on the television, yes, where they introduced primary school children, yes, into nursing homes, yeah, residential homes, yeah, and the connection.
And we're doing that already. Wow. We've actually been doing it. It's quite funny because over at Immaculata House, where we've been running the Archie Project and Natara Homes, we've been running that for the last couple of years. And this year, the Pips, Little Pips Nursery, they actually were introduced into the project long before the actual Channel 4 programme came along. But actually, that really made it feel good for me because it endorsed what we were doing. And so we're still doing that. We're still obviously doing the Archie Project. But I have just written to Channel 4 to say, come on, guys. You know, we're doing something else. We're doing that, but we're also taking it to the next level with the Archie Project. Because Angela, wow, Rippon is our patron for Archie, so we have that real profile as well, and we're hoping she'll be coming down to Taunton really soon.
Hey, we could have a series too.
We could.
So just a quick question about the future. What do you think is going to happen over the next kind of 3, 4, 5 years?
Well, amazing things. I mean, I can tell you now, and I can't tell you because it's a bit of a secret.
Oh, right, okay.
We've got a real secret, which is we're going to be launching next August. It's going to be something that is going to really raise the profile for dementia awareness. If you think Guinness was huge, this is huge, huger, if that's such a word, more huge, large, giant. And it's going to really raise our awareness tremendously. I mean, we go for different awards. We've won lots of different awards. We've won Taunton Business Marketing Award. You know, we've won national and regional awards. And we will continue to do that to keep our profile high. We feel that we have so much support from Taunton Deane, and we are Somerset County Council's one of their charities this year as well. We're still Clark Wilmot's charity. People want to be part of us, which is what's fantastic. Yeah. And I want, if anybody's out there that wants to be a volunteer, we brought our garden back, the silver medal winning garden, and we put it at the back of the counting house where people from the Memory Cafe or wherever they're coming can come and help us. So we need some sort of gardening volunteers, gardening fairies really, and anybody else that wants to volunteer would be great, because it's all about that.
Well, that's brilliant. It sounds amazing. I think you've definitely got the foundations for an incredible future.
Thank
you very much for talking to me.
Thank you.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Craig and Jason at Rebecca Powell's Older Generation Fair at the County Ground here in Taunton. Of course, the World Tour Taunton, supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Call into the Market House for more ideas on what to do in and around our county town.
And we have hit our second stand. With me is Leslie. Leslie, who are you here today representing?
Right, we are the WASPI stand, and WASPI, the acronym for WASPI, is Women Against State Pension Inequality.
So give us a bit of background information as to what that actually means.
Yes, sure. It's Women Against State Pension Inequality. And what we're campaigning for is justice for the ladies born in the 1950s, the early 1950s. This is affecting, it has affected over 3 million women. And we are campaigning against the maladministration in the way that it was brought in. Back in, first of all, 1995, and then in 2011.
So what kind of effect does this have on the ladies and their pension? What's the day-to-day issues that you're facing?
Well, to find out with not very much notice that you have to work another 5 or 6 years, and it's not easy, and especially if you were made redundant or if you lost your job for any reason or if you're ill, to now find, you know, that you have to wait that much longer, it can affect most women up to the tune of about £30,000 a year.
Wow, that's an incredible amount. And was there much publicity around the change? Why are you campaigning about it in particular?
Well, back in 1995, no social media then. So, you know, if you didn't read it in a newspaper, which obviously a lot of women didn't see any advertising campaign that the DWP are saying, you know, we should have seen, that was basically it. You know, you were just left, you know, to find out for yourselves. And for a lot of women, with having no notice, they've only just found out recently.
So with the pension age raising for male and female, you're not complaining about that. It's the injustice between the ladies.
Yeah, no. We realise, you know, that something did have to be done, and you know, the equalising, it's not the problem. It's the, you know, it's how it's been brought about with little or no notice. And so what we're doing at the moment is trying to keep on raising awareness, the fact that, you know, if we can get together and complain to the DWP, that the government will listen and hopefully make some transitional payments or compensation for all of us.
And that's your kind of, your goal is for that kind of compensation to help people retire at a sensible age when they really plan to in the beginning?
Yeah, sure, yeah. Yeah, because, you know, there's a lot of women, their husbands are that little bit older. You know, now the husbands are having to wait. You know, I mean, when can you start your retirement? You know, it's a long way off now for some women.
So if somebody's listening to this and going, gosh, I didn't realise this is going to affect me, how can they get in touch with you? How can they raise their point of view with people?
Well, we do have a website, so please visit that. It's www.waspi.co.uk. It will give you all the information. We have 120 groups all around the country. So you need to look up online and get in touch with your local coordinator. which is what I am for North Somerset, and just take it from there. You know, if you want to be involved in events like this, or if you would like to come along to meetings, or if you need help in filling out these letters, there is a template online, but if you're not sure how to do it, you know, come along to a meeting and we can help you.
And I must say, you have a lot of support here today, because your ladies are here all wearing sashes with your WASP kind of initials on them. So
yeah,
it's great
yeah,
to see the support.
Yeah, I even wore my wore man here coming on the train. And got a few strange looks, but I don't mind that. I'll do it for the cause.
Brilliant. So best of luck with the campaign, and let's hope that somebody takes notice of you and kind of helps you with that kind of compensation and just that little bit of bridging to help you retire when you want to.
Yeah. A transitional payment, compensation, that's what these ladies need.
Brilliant. Okay, more from the County Ground and Rebecca Powell's Older Generation Fair a bit later, Craig. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM, it's Craig and Jason out and about for the World Tour Taunton. We are at Rebecca Powell's Older Generation Fair at the County Ground. Of course, the World Tour Taunton is supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Call into the Market House for more ideas on what to do in and around our county town.
Now, sounds like you had a frog
in my throat. Yes,
yeah, I was going to say, now that is something you don't need.
No.
With the next people we're going to be talking to, because we have found ourselves at the River Tones Harmony Chorus. And with me is Peter Gover. Hello there, Peter.
Hi, good morning.
So, how long has this group been running for?
This group was founded in about 1985, so it's been going for quite a few number of years. We've got a couple of founder members still, but the membership ticks over. We all don't last forever, and we're currently looking for younger people to come and join in, you know, or older folks that want to change something different, you know.
Yeah, and I think it's great that you've come down here to Rebecca Powell's Older Generation Fair, because actually you will find people that didn't know this existed and actually perhaps enjoy singing and want to be a part of a chorus or a club.
Yeah, very much is like that. First of all, we don't want to put people off. I can't read music. Most of my guys don't read music, so we give it to them like you'd listen to a song on the radio, and you'd be able to sing it over and over at parrot fashion, your part, then come together with everybody else and put it together. The music is supplied, the teach tapes are supplied, the humour is there, the camaraderie, and we just get stuck in and sing it. What we're actually looking for, if I'm honest, is to bolster the part that sings the highest notes you'll hear in the track behind us probably, and those guys, maybe I'm looking for perhaps an older guy that goes to church and sings in church, but they can't quite reach those notes because it's in a lady's key and it's all, but we could welcome that voice in here. We need voices that can sing up to the top, because in this particular art form the melody line is carried one part below the harmony part. So in barbershop you have this harmony part that sings above the melody line, which is what makes it unusual. The melody line in most singing, in European singing, is the top version. And in this style, there's a version above it, harmony part above it.
And can I just ask, where do you guys meet?
Well, currently we're meeting at Richard Hewish College on a Thursday at 7 o'clock. But we are thinking about maybe we might move. It's difficult to combine our what we want to do with what the school college has to do, and the hall is difficult to get into sometimes. But currently we're singing at Richard Hewish College, and we've been there for most of this year.
Okay, and how can people get in contact if they would like to make some inquiries?
That's a good point.
There is a website, I've seen it here, rivertones.org.uk.
Yeah, rivertones.org.uk, and that'll find us on there. You'll be able to see some pictures and everything of some of the things we've done in the past. You'll get to see what our repertoire is, and you won't be able to get onto the members bit, because on the members bit, that's where you get your music and your teach media and all that sort of stuff from. Yeah.
I've just got another quick question, just about accessibility, really. So, say somebody has difficulties getting around. Do the chorus club here help each other out with transport needs and stuff like that?
Today four of us are coming in one car. We tend to sing in various different places. Last place we sang in was the Sidmouth Folk Festival, where we sang outside of the Devonair Ambulance Shop, and we raised money with their collecting tins. So we travel like that. If it's a disability that we can work with, there's ways and means around that. It's whether people obviously can stand for a half an hour or so. If they can't, well then we could look at a seating sort of position and have them more in the centre of the chorus and sat down. That's worked in the past. But we belong to a national association as well. So it's not just based in Taunton. We are one part of a national association of 59 different choruses around the country, belonging to the British Association of Barbershop Singers. So, and they in their competitions, they make sure that people with disabilities can get to the stage before the chorus arrives and everything. It's very much about inclusivity.
Yeah, no, that's brilliant to hear.
It is. If you want more information, then pop onto the website and come and join their beautiful singing voices that we can hear now. It's absolutely stunning. Craig, you've got a good voice. You have, for singing. You can sing.
I've just lost my voice.
You're embarrassed now. Yeah. Okay, come down to Rebecca Powell's Older Generation Fair at the County Ground until 2 p.m. Make sure you come down and see what activities and meet the wonderful people down here.
Painted on the sky, misty tasting moonshine, teardrops in my eye, country roads, take me home to the place I belong, West Virginia. My home far away, and driving down the road I get a feeling that I should have been home yesterday. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong, West Virginia.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Craig and Jason out for the World Tour Taunton today at Rebecca Powell's Older Generation Fair here at the County Ground. Of course, the World Tour Taunton is supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Call into the Market House for more ideas on what to do in and around our county town.
Now, it's not long to go before it finishes, and we have arrived at Berry's Superfast, and with me is Nicola. Hi, Nicola.
Hello.
Hi, yeah. So what's your role with Berry's Coaches?
I am the Transport Manager of Berry's Coaches and work in the office here on Silk Mills in Taunton.
Okay, so tell us about some of the services that Berry's actually provide.
Okay, we run an everyday service which goes out of Taunton twice daily, goes into London from the King's Arms via the Superfast 1 route. And we've got the Superfast 2 route which goes via Yeovil and Wincanton also, which departs Taunton at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, and it's proving really popular. Every time I walk to work, I see people waiting for that London Berry's coach. So how has business been for you over the last few years? Is it growing? Is it what I see it as?
It's running quite steadily at the moment, but we needed obviously to let people know we are still there to, you know, try to get a little bit more business going and remind people that we still run daily. London is still an attraction area.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things that I actually need to sign up for and do is that you've got the Berry's that goes to Harry Potter Studios. You have the day tours, don't you?
We do have various day tours. We have brochures that you can ring up for. We'll send it out to you, or it's online on www.berryscoaches.co.uk. And also our London service timetable is on there as well.
And your coaches are absolutely luxury, aren't they?
We like to think so. You have a courier on board that will serve you tea and coffee. You've got free Wi-Fi, got charge points. Obviously, you're allocated your own seats, which is great. You don't have to stand. And also, you get your refreshments on board and air conditioning, of course.
Yeah, yeah, which is a must, isn't it?
Everywhere has to have aircon now, everywhere.
Especially for those that suffer with hay fever.
Exactly, and I've been suffering.
It's not always the heat.
No. Now, Berry's doesn't just go to London. Tell us about what's your favourite day tour that you would go on if you had a choice?
Well, obviously there's the seaside attractions, which are good for the kids. Also, Paignton Zoo, of course, good for the kids. Christmas markets, always a...
Yeah, so where are the popular Christmas markets?
Bath is the biggest one.
Is it?
Yeah, right. Also you've got Birmingham Christmas markets, Winchester. We do quite a few, Oxford, various ones, all in Aberdeen.
Yeah, and I'm seeing here it's UK and European holidays and short breaks. So it's not just about getting to London or getting to, you know, a Christmas market. You can actually cross the channel.
You can indeed with this, of course. Or you can hire us as a whole coach and we'll do you as a group as well. So we've got our own holidays, but if you've got a group of people that want to go abroad or in the UK, we can take you as well.
No, that's brilliant. Sounds great, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Now, where can people get their tickets if they want to, say, go to London tomorrow?
Of course, you can book online, which is the best way, because you can just book your ticket right there and your ticket is sent to you via email. Or you can do it on our phone, which is 01823 331 356.
And you can also pop into Taunton Visitor Centre.
I thought you'd say that.
Of course, you can pop into Taunton Visitor Centre as well.
You're going to get a pay rise on Tuesday, Craig.
Yeah.
Okay, we are at Rebecca Powell's Older Generation Fair. Pop down. It's on until 2 o'clock. You're going to have to get your skates on and hurry up. Lots of people to see and do down here. Make sure you make your way down.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Craig and Jason out and about for the World Tour Taunton, supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Pop into the Market House for more ideas on what to do in and around our county town. Yes, now we are at Rebecca Powell's Older Generation Fair at the County Ground, and we're in the Atkinson Pavilion, which has a lovely view of the cricket ground. With me is...
Mary.
Hello, Mary. And so you're here representing Stairlifts.
Somerset and West Country Stairlifts and the At Home Mobility Showroom.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about the services and the products that you have on show here today.
We're a local independent company, and we... supply and install stairlifts, and in the last 2 years we've opened up the At Home Mobility Showroom, which offers a wide range of disability aids, ranging from the larger items like riser recliner chairs and mobility scooters down to the little things like walking sticks and walking stick holders. And the one I've brought today is the Muggy.
Oh, we've got to have a look at the Muggy.
Demonstration.
Yeah.
This is a neat little gadget which will take 4 mugs of tea, and you can carry them securely without it sloshing all over the place, scalding yourself, burning yourself. It's roused the interest of the girl behind the coffee bar, and she's actually lent me some coffee mugs to put in it.
Oh yeah, because then it really brings the product to life. You can actually see what it's used for. So talk us through some of these other products that we have here. So what's this?
This is one of our range of aids for opening bottles and jars. So it's called the Boa. You've got a rubber strap which fits around the top of the bottle or the jam jar, and it ratchets into place, and then you've got a handle which makes it that much easier to actually get the top off. It's one of the most infuriating things in life when you can't get the top off your marmalade.
My gran really struggled with that. You know, the jam jars were done so tightly that it was just virtually impossible to put any jam on your toast.
So that's one of a range of little household gadgets which just make life that little bit easier. One is a sheet magnifying glass, which will actually magnify an entire page, so you're not trying to follow the lines with a little tiny magnifying glass. You can read the entire article or whatever it is you're trying to, all in one sweep.
Yeah, that's really good.
It's a simple little thing, but it does make life that much more easy.
Yeah,
and
so...
the universal grabber, picking things up.
Oh yeah, I used to have one of those at school.
Everybody
when I got told to do litter picking around the field.
Yeah.
So where can people go and have a look at the products if they're not available to come to the fair today?
We've got a showroom in Frobisher Way, just off Bindon Road, opposite the Ministry of Cakes, packed full of little ideas, little things that people can try. We welcome people to come in, ride up and down on the stairlift, have a ride on the scooter, try out the various products and find something that suits you. We don't believe in hard sell. We leave you to find something that suits your needs. Likewise with the stairlifts. We'll do a free, no obligation quotation. We'll find a product that suits you. If you don't want it, we'll leave you in peace. We don't do any hard sell, cold calling or anything of that nature.
Yeah, and I think actually older people appreciate that more when they're not feeling pushed or pressured into purchasing.
Indeed they do. Okay, thank you very much and have a good day at the fair.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM, it's a world tour Taunton supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Search visitsomerset.co.uk/Taunton for more details on events taking place in and around our county town. Today, Craig, we are at Rebecca Powell's Older Generation Fair at the County Ground.
Yes, we are. Now, we're in the Atkinson Pavilion, which is probably the best pavilion to admire the actual ground of Somerset County Cricket Ground. It's absolutely amazing. Come on down. The fair's going to be going on till 2 o'clock. Now, we are at the National Trust here at the moment, and with me is Jenny. Hi, Jenny.
Hi.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm really good, thank you. How are you?
Yes, not too bad, good. Thanks. So how's your morning been so far?
Yeah, it's been really good. It's been really, really nice to speak to people. It's nice to see so many people here.
So you're here to promote the National Trust, right?
Yes, I am.
So tell us why people should sign up to be a National Trust member.
So being a National Trust member gives you access to over 500 special places throughout the UK. And we've got so many here in the southwest and around Taunton, you know, really not too far away from Taunton, that there's loads that a member can do down here and go and get out and about.
And I think that's really nice that actually it doesn't just restrict your membership to Somerset. It is a national, that's what it's called, the National Trust,
exactly,
I guess.
Exactly, yeah. So in England, Wales and Northern Ireland, and we've also got National Trust properties all over the world as well.
Oh, wow, amazing. Where do you base yourself?
So I base myself personally up at Fine Court in Broomfield on the Quantock Hills.
So an area of outstanding natural beauty.
Yes, it is. It's absolutely gorgeous up there. It's an outdoor site, but we do have a tea room as well, and there's toilets and some really nice circular accessible walks for people.
So how much are we talking in terms of signing up and becoming a member?
Today, at the Cricket Club, at Somerset Cricket Club, you can actually sign up for 12 months for the price of 10 months. You're looking at with that, and two adults can take advantage of this offer and see, you know, up to 500 special places this year for £90.
That's amazing. So do you have a particular favourite time of year?
I think we're probably just going into it. Because I'm based in the outdoors, looking at the coast and countryside in Somerset, it's got to be the autumn. That's when everything comes alive, the deer start rutting, the trees change, and the countryside is just beautiful.
Amazing. Also, is that Wellington Monument behind us?
It is indeed. That is Wellington Monument that you're looking at there.
And that's part of National Trust?
Yeah, so Wellington Monument is owned and cared for by the National Trust, and it's been in our care for many years. But it's actually in a little bit of trouble at the moment, as the people of Taunton and Wellington will know. It's in a bit of a sorry state, and we're working really hard. The National Trust is working really hard with the community of Wellington and Taunton Deane to try and save Wellington Monument.
So what's wrong with it?
So it's actually 200 years old this year, and it's had a bit of a checkered past and a checkered history in the way it was constructed. So it was, as I say, it was constructed nearly 200 years ago. The foundation stone was laid in October of 1817 to celebrate the Duke of Wellington's success at the Battle of Waterloo. But for various reasons, it was publicly funded, kind of a running out of money, the public no longer wanting to fund it for various reasons between them and the then Duke of Wellington. It stood actually two-thirds built for many years. When the rest of the monument was constructed years later, the quality wasn't the same, and that's really affected the whole construction of the building and the safety of the building now, which is why we've got that fence up and why people can't access it in the way they used to.
Now, one of the things I only just really realised with regards to Wellington Monument is that there's a door, and I understand that there's steps where you could actually climb all the way to the top to look out, but that's not possible at the moment, is it?
No, that's not possible anymore, and lots of people here today have been really lucky enough in their past to be able to climb and go to the top of Wellington Monument, and people now just don't have that opportunity to make the same memories that people used to be able to make, which is part of the reason we think it's so important to save Wellington Monument. So we've put in a heritage lottery fund bid with the hopes of getting the monument repaired, reopened, and it allows our generation and generations to come to get inside and get up to the top and see the amazing views from the top.
Yeah, because it is absolutely stunning from there.
Yeah.
Do you know how much money is actually needed?
We estimate it will cost around £4 million to completely repair the monument to a safe and accessible condition, and also repair and look after and maintain the surrounding countryside as well, that the National Trust also looks after. But that is repairing the monument for the long term.
Well, hopefully, fingers crossed,
yes,
we'll get that grant. Jenny, thanks very much for talking to us
no
today.
No problem. Thank you. Nice to see you.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Craig and Jason out and about for the World Tour Taunton. We're at Rebecca Powell's Older Generation Fair at the County Ground here in Taunton.
Yes, we are. Now, with me is Colin Hughes, the chairman of SLAMS. Tell us what SLAMS stands for.
Okay, so SLAMS stands for Somerset Levels and Moors Sheds. And the shed is a men's shed, predominantly, aimed at providing facilities for guys who are kicking their heels at home, not much to do. And they come into the shed, there's lots of woodwork projects to do. They can make things of their own choice, or they can work on community projects or shed projects. And in the process of making things, make new friends, have a cup of tea, and generally have a good time and get out of the house, basically.
Yeah, no, that sounds great. So where do you gather? Where do you meet?
Okay, so our headquarters shed is in Boroughbridge. It's in the former Somerset Levels and Basket Centre that was badly flooded in 2014. We've part-renovated that in 2015. We've been going there almost 2 years now. And we meet Tuesday mornings, 9:30 to 12:30, and again Thursday afternoon, 1:30 to 4:30.
And how many people roughly do you have turning up on a Tuesday?
So we've got roughly about 30 members. So over the 18 months we've been going, about 45 guys come through the shed. Currently we've got 30 paid up members, and about of the order of 8 to 14 turn up on the two sessions. It depends what's happening, but about 8 guys to the minimum, about 14 to the maximum. Beyond that, the shed gets too busy, really.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So can I ask what the average age range of that group is?
Okay, so the shed's open to all guys of 18 years and over, but predominantly we're about 45 plus. Average age is about 65. Our oldest is Ron. I won't say how old Ron is, but Ron is stood here next to me, and Ron is our resident wood turner, a very skilled wood turner.
Yeah, so Ron, tell us a little bit about what you do.
It happens, as Colin has said, that I'm a wood turner, and it transpired out at the shed that we got two beautiful lathes, and it was only myself that knew how to use them. So I've become the official instructor, and I'm pleased to say that there are now at least 4 of the guys who have progressed well enough to take items home, like these little bowls here, that have proved very acceptable to their wives and relatives and made them very happy indeed.
Wow, you're teaching life skills, really.
Exactly, that's it, yes. And a satisfaction, a skill that they didn't know they possessed. And their faces, as they watch what they're doing, coming to life on the lathe, is a great pleasure, which I take a lot of joy in.
And do you have any concerns about being one of the oldest members?
No, not the least bit. One of these days I'm going to fall over and it doesn't matter.
No, that's fantastic. So how long have you been a member?
About 18 months, I suppose, something like that, yeah.
And how did you get to hear about it?
One of my daughters heard about it and she said, "Dad, you ought to be out there." So I went out and had a look, and she was dead right.
And it was something you fell in love with, and you go regularly.
Yeah, exactly. I go. I can't go Tuesday mornings because I sing like those guys sing, only better, don't you? But Thursday afternoons, I'm out there very, very regularly. We just have a great time. Or, you know, as I say, I do the turning, but we make all sorts of things.
Yeah.
Of good wood and bad wood. I'm associated also with Bridgewater Arts Centre. They have a garden. They had no garden furniture. Thanks to our guys out at the shed and a whole load of old wooden pallets, the art centre now have a complete set of garden furniture, tables and chairs, of which they are very proud.
I think that's amazing. Really, really do. I can't say enough good things about it, really. I mean, so Colin, your location is around the Somerset Levels and Moors. Why choose that area of Somerset?
Okay, so we chose that area back in 2014 as a consequence of the extensive flooding in the Boroughbridge and Moorland area. We're working with the village agents, and they determined that there's a large degree of isolation and depression amongst the male population following the disastrous floods. I also knew the people who own the basket centre, and that was vacant at the time. It seemed appropriate to start the shed in that area. And secondly, we're also at a junction of about three or four district councils in Somerset. We're in Taunton Deane District Council. We're 100 yards from Sedgemoor. We're about a quarter mile from South Somerset District Council and 4 miles from Mendip District Council. So in essence, the shed is central to Somerset. At the time, we were one of the very few sheds in the southwest, and it seems a good place to start insofar as it's on a bus route. We've got a car parking facility and we could attract members from the towns nearby. And so it's proved to be the case. We've got people from the villages and coming from the towns and through the towns. The furthest member comes from Kilve, and he's a 20-mile journey each way, and he's a regular on a Thursday, and he's brought a friend just recent weeks whose house burnt down recently, and his wife died, and he's going through a lot of life difficulties. He's come to the shed for some male company and to forget about his situation and do some practical things, and it's a real success for him.
Oh, congratulations. You know, that sounds such a lifeline, doesn't it, for some other members of the community. So the work you do is amazing. Just to say also, around the levels and stuff, you have the Willows and Wetlands Centre. So have you done any work with them?
Afraid not. We, in general, don't compete with local businesses. So the work we do is voluntary work. We do things for community. We look at recycling old wood pallets or recycling furniture, and we do that for a suggested donation. We don't actually sell anything. The nature of what we do, we don't want to compete with local businesses who sometimes often give us some offcuts of wood, etc. So business is business. This is a quasi-charity doing things for the good of those who come along and for the wider community.
Oh, that's excellent. Colin, thank you very much. Ron, thank you very much.
Thank you very much indeed.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Craig, from Rebecca Powell's Older Generation Fair, it's time for us to say goodbye as well.
Oh, goodbye.
It is. It's almost time for us. Some more great music, a few tunes to take us up to the news. Of course, more great tunes coming throughout your Saturday afternoon, and we will be back next weekend, Craig.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM presents the World Tour of Taunton.